The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
And it's The Hard Shoulder with Anton in for Kieran. More than 800,000 people are going to have to wait longer for their auto enrollment pensions because the Cabinet are expected to further delay the pension scheme until January 2026 instead of the September of this year deadline that we had been promised. Social Protection Minister Dara Cillieri is expected to tell colleagues more time is needed to deliver what is described as a complex system. This, of course, despite the fact that it has been promised in one form or another for decades at this point. Louise O'Reilly, Sinn Féin's enterprise spokesperson and TD for Dublin Fingal West, joins me now. Louise, on the one hand, you could say that it is something of a shambles to have something promised this long and never get it. On the other hand, if we've been waiting for decades, what harm another few months?
Yeah, but it's another few months, another few months, another few months, another few months, and then all of a sudden it's another few decades. So, you know, another delay. I think it's worth noting, and I'm sure it won't be lost on your listeners, Anton, that the 15 people who will sit around the cabinet table, mostly men, are all very well pensioned. While they make a decision about low income workers, and the people who will benefit most from this are low income workers and women. And I'm sure the irony of that won't be lost on your listeners. It's not fair that workers are left to the back of the queue. Like, here we have, this is the latest one, is the pushback on auto enrolment. But we also know the government have said that they won't, that they're not going to adhere to their commitment to increase a very small amount for paid sick leave days. And they've also kicked the living wage to touch. So it is, from this right wing government, pretty much an all-out assault on workers. But these are issues, you know, the sick pay, auto enrolment, and you know, the other issues are ones that disproportionately impact on low-income workers.
Well, just explain that in relation to the pensions, Louise, because auto enrolment as a system is a way to engage people with pensions who otherwise have chosen not to. How do you see the impact, given that they can still create and open private pensions off their own back if they choose to? Nothing stops them.
Yeah, people can. And if, you know, if you have, you know, if you have a decent amount of income, you can make those choices. But when you are on a low income, you need the state to be playing their part and to be stepping in. So what we need is a system that encompasses every worker. What we have at the moment is a system which tells workers they have to wait yet again. You know, it's not just the auto enrolment element of it. It is the fact that it's going to be everybody in together. You know, the government are in receipt of reports. You've discussed them on your show, I know, previously, which tell us that there is a very, very serious issue going to arise as more and more people are renting because of the government's housing crisis. They can't afford to buy houses, so they are renting, and they will be renting when they retire. So it is absolutely urgent that provision is made for people when they retire.
Let's say that I don't currently have auto enrolment. The way that it would work would be that you put in 1.5%, your employer puts in 3%, effectively out of your salary, so 3% in total. The people now, surely, if they wanted to, could go and put 3% of their salary into their own pension right now. There's nothing preventing them from doing that.
And there was nothing preventing them from doing it previously, but the government still said it was necessary to bring in auto enrolment, and we backed that. That's backed by the Irish Congress of Trade Unions and others. Now, I would have some quibbles with the manner in which the government were proposing to bring it in, but notwithstanding that, the intention was that every person would be covered by a pension. Every person is not covered by a pension. So despite the fact that people could in the morning get a private pension, what they want is a state-backed pension. They want that they want to ensure that they have that security. But for over 800,000 workers, the government have simply said you can wait again. I don't think that this latest delay really holds any credibility. I mean, the idea that Minister Cillieri will go to cabinet tomorrow and say that businesses simply are not ready for it, I mean, that's a failing on behalf of the Department of Social Protection and on the behalf of the Department of Enterprise, who should ensure that businesses are ready. We saw this happen with Brexit. Brexit happened very quickly, and very, very quickly the departments had to ensure that businesses were ready. They went out, they spoke to business, they ensured that they were ready for it. They have known that auto enrolment was coming. I mean, you talk to anyone in IBEC, they will tell you they have known that auto enrolment was coming for a long time. I find it hard to believe that people were not ready for it. But notwithstanding that, it is the government's job to ensure that people are ready. This was the government scheme. They had promised that that it would be rolled out in January of this year. Then it was pushed back. I mean, it's been pushed back now so many times. It's hard to believe that they are in any way serious about pensions auto-enrolment.
One of the things about the scheme that is different from setting up a private pension is that there is a contribution by the state. So if you take that 3%, mm-hmm. the government puts in 1%. So you're effectively getting a 30% return on your investment in the early year. The delay on that will mean that people will not get that for several months, which is a real cost to the individuals who otherwise might have gotten it. Do you believe the government should calculate for that and say, well, okay, if we've delayed it by a quarter and cost you this money, we'll bump the amount that we match you when it does come in?
I think they should look at that. I think they should also, you know, look at ensuring that there should be some form of accelerated contribution even when the scheme starts. But I think what they need to do really in the first instance, and this is the thing that they haven't done, is pick a date, pick a deadline, and then just stick to it. I don't understand why government, with all of the resources at their disposal, find themselves incapable of delivering for workers all of the time. They can move very fast and they can move at speed when they want. I mean, Simon Harris tells us he'll be off to buy fighter jets now, any day now. They will move fast on the things that are a priority for them. Workers on low to modest incomes are not a priority for this government, and they've been put on the long finger yet again, just in case they didn't get the message about the living wage. They didn't get the message in relation to sick days. They'll get the message now. So you're going to have to wait for all of this. And again, this is just a right-wing government and an all-out assault on workers on a low to modest income.
Louise O'Reilly, thank you very much. This is Louise O'Reilly, Sinn Féin TD for Dublin Fingal West.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.